This same cleric is going to make a demand. And the demand, which occurs there in the middle of the 7.5 years, the beginning of the Great Tribulation, is if you want to buy, if you want to sell, if you want to trade anything with the revived Roman Empire or with the beast or the apostate religion or with Satan, you have to take upon you the mark of the beast. You've heard it, the 666. It has to be embraced across your forehead or in your right hand for you to be able to sell. Just that. Now, folks, don't worry about that today. Don't go pulling out your credit cards and trying to figure out if there's a 666 on it. It don't matter. It don't matter a bit. If we were from East Texas, we'd say it taint nothing. Because it doesn't matter about the 666 until it's demanded upon us. And we're out of here. And as I said a while ago, if you're not ready to be out of here, you better get over to the connection room and find out how to get out of here the other way before all this starts happening. There is salvation in this for you folks. You need to get out of here. All right, here's what goes. If you want to dial up during those days to your Amazon account and buy something out of Italy, you're going to have the 666 mark to be able to purchase something that comes from Italy or from Egypt or from Britain or from Spain or from any of the other areas that are under the control of the president of the revived Roman Empire. You're going to have that 666 to do business. It is a loyalty mark to the supreme president for all the world to see that you are in line and believe him. Satan will begin spilling the blood of everyone who refuses to take the mark of the 666. Their blood will fall upon the ground. Well, here's how that happens. You don't take the 666, the Lord's going to cite, the Satan's going to do this. He's going to send a first barrage to the earth in the form of hail, in the form of fire, in the form of brimstone, which will mix with the blood of the saints that have all died. And 1/3 of the earth will be set on fire. Now, all of you know what hail is. All of you know what fire is. Do you know what brimstone is? Brimstone is a sulfur-like material that is flammable and begins to burn and continues to burn. We have it come in with meteorites. We have it come in other ways. We have it come in from explosions that happen here on Earth, and it blows up in the sky and comes back. There's just lots of ways that we have it. And the fumes of burning sulfur are deadly. So Satan thinks, he's going to think that he will be able to get everyone to take that mark of the 666. If you don't, hell, fire, and brimstone will begin to fire. Well, guess what? The Lord allows that to happen. In fact, the Lord responds to that. The Lord responds by instructing his angel to pour out the first bowl upon the earth. That's one of those things that's in the Revelation. To those who study the Revelation, you know what I'm talking about. To those of you who have not, you have no clue. Just understand this. When you see something over as talking about a seal, it is something that has to do with what man is doing or man is crying out. Man is doing it. When you see something with the trumpets or the trumps, that's what Satan is attempting to do. And when you see the bowls, that's what God is doing in response to everything else. And actually, it's really part of his plan. So the bowl is poured out. And when the bowl is poured out, his angels, loathsome sores begin to come on all of Satan's people, all the evil ones, all the ones that have taken the mark of the 666 upon themselves. Not only will you know them by the 666 on their head at this point in time, or the 666 in their hand, but you'll also know them because they'll be covered with sores. Look at that sore. Isn't that terrible? Terrible sore. Just think about being covered with that. Think about being covered of that. They will writhe in pain. Everyone who's against the Lord will begin to writhe in pain. Next, Satan will retaliate by casting into the sea a great object that looks like a mountain. I should have put it in the notes, and I'm going to correct it. When it talks about the sea in the Bible, it's talking about the Great Sea. It's talking about the Mediterranean Sea. We have the word oceans in the Bible. If it meant the word oceans, it would say the word oceans. This is just talking about the Mediterranean Sea. This thing that looks like a great mountain falls into the Mediterranean Sea. And there in that Mediterranean Sea, that mountain falling there will cause one-third of the sea creatures to die and will destroy one-third of the ships which are attempting to deliver their life-giving goods from there on the Mediterranean Sea. Ships will go down. Well, Satan will think that that is his plan to kill the sea creatures with blood. However, it is the Lord's plan, because the Lord sends an angel to turn the sea to blood and causes all the creatures to die, or at least a third of the creatures to die. And Satan does not possess that kind of power. Only the creator of the universe, the Lord of Lords, can make these things happen. Well, Satan will attempt to show his power by causing the star, who is known as wormwood, to fall into the fresh water. This action will cause one-third of the fresh water to become rancid, and many people will die from it. But this event is not the work of Satan at all, because the Lord will throw that third bowl to bring this disaster to come to a reality. A star falls. Okay, my rocket scientist in here. I heard this last week, but I've forgotten. It's not in the notes. The nearest star to our sun is how close? Too far. I'm glad our rocket scientist said that. Yeah, that's good. Too far. It's a long ways. A long ways. One of those stars will come and will fall. By the time it gets here, we don't know how much of it will be burned off or whatever, but when it finally hits the fresh water, the waters will turn rancid. The Lord will instruct an angel. Oh, my thing went ahead. The Lord will instruct an angel to pour the third bowl on the earth. And sure enough, the fresh waters and the rivers and the spring will become blood and will turn rancid in order to chastise all those who've taken the mark, the ones bearing the number, the 666, who have been pouring out the blood of the saints for days and days and days. Now up in heaven, the thousands and thousands and thousands of souls that have been martyred during the tribulation time, the tribulation believers, every one of them that has accepted the Lord during the tribulation times, so they have been martyred. Their heads have been cut off and their souls go to heaven. They are seen and they are there underneath the altar of the Ancient of Days. Now that's not the altar of the Lord, that's the altar of God the Father. The Ancient of Days is God the Father. And they are crying out to God the Father saying, how long, how long? Well, the Great Tribulation brings about the death of these many people who are both evil and righteous. And the righteous ones have gone under the altar. And the saints who will be beheaded for their faith will cry out to the Lord saying, how long? The Lord will answer and he'll say, until all that are to die have died. This rampage of this killing will progress from this point at an alarming rate in the world. More and more and more people will become believers, and more and more and all of them that are believers will die by the sword, until everyone that the Lord knows is going to be saved will be saved. Now the answer here is the Lord is making the answer, but you have to remember this is what John is hearing as the Lord tells the story. They're standing, the altar there is before the Ancient of Days. But the Lord is telling the story of what's going to be said. Never before has the world seen such tribulation and bloodshed as is going to occur in the last 3.5 years. If this carnage continues, the scripture says, no one would survive. No saved or no lost could survive. No humans would survive if it continued. Well, the saints under the altar must wait patiently. Patiently wait until all who will join them have arrived. all who've accepted the Lord on earth and have been beheaded for their faith in the gospel of the Lord Jesus have arrived. Well, the Lord will make the next move against his enemies on earth. He will instruct the angel with the fourth bowl to pour God's wrath, and it is going to be a scorching sun upon the earth. And even though the sun will scorch the wicked men, they will not repent of their evil deeds. Quite conversely, they will hate him even more. Evil people do not see the evil of their ways. When trying to be corrected, the correction just makes them more evil and more angry. Well, with the hearts of the wicked people hardened even more, the Lord will instruct the angel to pour out the fifth bowl on the earth, and the beast and his entire kingdom will begin to gnaw their tongues. They've got sores on their bodies, they are scorched with the heat, and they begin to gnaw their tongues in pain and to blaspheme God. They will not repent. Satan will attempt to block the scorching sun by altering nature, which will cause one-third of the sun, the moon, and the stars not to shine. Once again, Satan does not have this power to do this. However, it is part of the Lord's plan, and he will allow it to happen. So the fifth trump will blast, and Satan will call for the plague of the locusts to come forth. These locusts are not the same type of locusts as the ones that came to Israel's trouble in the first part of the tribulation, that caused them trouble, that ate their food. These locusts are different. Those locusts were herbivores. These are carnivores. However, the Lord will allow these locusts only to sting people. They cannot kill people. They cannot eat people. They can only sting people. So Satan does not have the power to kill mankind without the permission of the Lord, and the Lord's not going to give it to them or to him. And so these locusts will simply sting. Because Satan no longer has the access to the Lord in heaven since he was cast out. Therefore, he can only instruct these locusts to sting. And for 5 months, they will sting, but they will not kill. We are near the last 6 months of the Great Tribulation time. These locusts have been held captive in the bottomless pit. And so a star falls from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit to open that pit, and the locust will exit the open pit to sting mankind for 5 months. We must not forget that we have an apostate religion called an idolatrous woman going on and ruling really over the beast and the false prophet. The false prophet is a false prophet of that apostate religion. And that idolatrous woman has been part of all the evil on earth since her inception. And especially during this tribulation time, her religion has beheaded the saints of the Lord and in many ways trampled and stifled the plans of Satan and the beast as well. Nevertheless, Satan has used her to his advantage all these years, since her establishment with Muhammad, and he calls it Islam. But now she will be in the way of Satan's progress. She's not allowing certain things to happen. Oh, she has waged war on the Lord for centuries. And to this point, in the hearts and minds of many nations, she has controlled them, and they are part of her religious beliefs. And she has imposed her laws in their land. But the Lord will put it in the mind of the beast, according to the scripture, to kill her, to get rid of her. How is the apostate religion going to be done away with? It will be done away with by the beast who she has been controlling. In fact, the scripture tells us that he will complete that task in one act, in one hour. In one legal act, that supreme president beast will strip her of all of her powers. Stripping her of her powers brings an end to her control. For centuries, she has sought to dominate everyone with her own brand of religion. Many have put their faith in her passion and in her morality. It seems like today, now, not then, but today, unknowing people are flocking to her religious rules, her religious passion, and her religious immorality. The leaders of the world in the days in the future, during the time of the Great Tribulation, as well as today, will have purchased her goods, primarily oil from beneath her land under her feet. And in turn, she has purchased their luxuries and lavish items that only she can afford. Her own tactics will waylay her. In the last 6 months prior to the end of the tribulation time, that supreme president beast has obtained so much power that no one on earth, including the idolatrous woman, will be able to overcome his decisions. He is the ultimate evil dictator of the earth. And with her power stripped, the Islamic world will wail, but heaven will rejoice. Her sins have piled up as high as the heavens, and the Lord will finally be done with her. The kings who have bowed to this idolatrous woman will weep and will lament her death. The merchants of the earth will also weep and mourn because no one will buy their supplies. Shipmasters and sailors who've made their living on the sea, the great sea, the Mediterranean Sea, will only be able to stand at a distance and cry out. The city of the great apostasy is burning. They will throw dust on their heads while they cry and say, "Woe, woe, the great city in which all who had ships at sea became rich by her wealth. For in one hour she has been laid waste." But joy has rung out in heaven for the saints, for the apostles, for the prophets, for everyone who belongs to God. Joy is there because finally, judgment has been brought against this false, apostate, religion, idolatrous woman. A strong angel will take a great millstone and will throw it into the sea, saying, "Thus will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will not be found any longer. Islam will be over. Apostasy will be over." A voice will be heard from the heavens saying, "The Lord has avenged the blood of the bondservants." And he's avenged that blood on Babylon. Not only will the idolatrous apostate religion have lost her power and her influence, but her city in Babylon called Mecca will also be destroyed. For this, the elders and the creatures in heaven will all worship God. Fewer than 6 months remain in the 7 years of tribulation. And so, with part four, we will study the gathering for the Battle of Armageddon that will begin right now in the story. That's where we are. So the next time we're together, in part four, we're going to deal with the gathering together and all that Satan and the beast and the cleric do to bring about everyone that is to be there in the Valley of Armageddon. Seal 7 is still outstanding. Trump 7 is still outstanding. and bowl serving is still outstanding, and they all converge because they're all part of the same story from just a different perspective. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time just to study your word and to worship you and to think and see about the future. It's just the future, Lord. You've proclaimed how it's going to happen, and it's going to happen that way. But for me, Lord, all I care is that I love you with all my heart, and I know that my salvation is secure in you, and these things are not anything that I need to worry about. In your name, amen and amen. All right.